24/7 World Radio, watch into prayer, and thank you for tuning in this evening. Today is... what is today? February 2nd, 2023. February 2, the second day of February, 2023. Well, if anybody's out there that has a birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the hope of eternity spent with you, where there's no pain and no sickness and no disease and no death and no suffering and no Jesuits and no heresies and no sin. I thank you, Lord God, for eternity. I thank you for heaven. I thank you for the righteousness of your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you please enable us to seek your face, O Lord. I pray that you open up the eyes of the blind. And I thank you, Lord God, for the truth. Thank you for preserving it in your holy word. And thank you for translating into the English language, O Lord, and getting it to us ultimately with what we call today the King James Bible. Thank you, Lord God, for the truth. I pray that you please enable us to seek your face, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, amen. Welcome to the broadcast. Let's see here. What is today? February 2nd, 2023. Wow. Where doth the time fly? Oh, look in my Bible that doesn't change and continues to minister to me every day and is always right and rebukes me for my sin and is good. Revelation 17, and what pray tell does this have to say? You know, I often like going to study Bibles to see what they have to say about Revelation chapter 17. And verse 4, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, hint, Rome, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. That's what God thinks of the entire Roman Catholic Church. That's what God has always thought of the entire Roman Catholic Church. It's not just, quote, gone communist in the last 60 years, and we're very dismayed that there are bad actors in the Vatican corrupting the Blessed Church and so on. This is what I see in some alternative conservative forums, you know. They play this sort of thing. Oh, there are communists in the Roman Catholic Church. No, she's been wicked and corrupt for always and will always be until God destroys the place. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. By the way, get the book by Mr. David Hunt, The Woman Rides the Beast. Maybe it's A Woman. A Woman Rides the Beast or The Woman Rides the Beast. I think it's A Woman Rides the Beast. A Woman Rides the Beast. You can get the book The Two Babylons, Absolutely Critical, and The Footprints of the Jesuits, that helps, History of Protestantism, of course, King James Bible. You can also look at this book that really helped me. It's called Understanding Roman Catholicism by Rick Jones, Continuing on. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And verse 18, and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. That great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now, there's this principle in the scriptures where basically you reap what you sow, the law of reaping and sowing. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In Galatians, the letter to the Galatians. Galatians. I believe it's chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken. And it talks about, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the point is that, you know, you get out what you put in. If you sow to sin, then you reap sin and destruction. Let me see, I thought it was... Well, I'll find it at the break. Might be Galatians 2 or 3. Oh, it's been a moment since I've looked this up. But anyway, God is not mocked, the Bible says. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that's true in terms generally, if you look throughout the example that we have from the Old Testament in various ways. When sin is tolerated, it is destructive. It destroys those who tolerate it. It destroys those who participate in it, of course, and it brings destruction in this life. And ultimately, if there is no forgiveness of sins, it destroys the soul in hell. And this is a principle, you can bear it out throughout Scripture. The destructive power of sin, and I'm sure there's been many good sermons preached on the destructive power of sin, etc. It's sort of an established point. I could establish the point without much difficulty. I won't do that, though. What I will say is that one of the types of sin in the Bible is false teaching, heresy. Heresy. You'll notice that the word cult does not appear in the Bible, and I believe God chooses his words carefully. Of course, it's his word. We say it's God's word, so he knows which word he wanted to inspire. The words are inspired, and the authors and the men, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It doesn't say that Paul was inspired. It says that the words were inspired. So we have an inspired Bible. Well, the Greek and the Hebrew were inspired and faithfully preserved into the English language, in our case. Also the German, the Greek, and the Hebrew are the originals, Greek and Hebrew, and a little bit of Aramaic. But anyway, God's word was chosen carefully. And he never used the word cult, not that I'm aware of. And he uses scriptures in such a way as to show himself to be completely righteous and completely, you know, checkmating Satan. And I just love the way he phrases that as we read in Revelation 17 about purple and scarlet. I mean, he just really cuts to the quick without coming out and saying, you know, watch out for the Roman Catholic Church and so on. Because then all Satan would have to do is try to make sure that the thing is not called the Roman Catholic Church. But he cuts to the substance of the thing, the unmistakable substance. And he does that in a lot of ways. When you see, if you really want to know what sin is, you look at the examples of other people. You look at what they were doing in their context, and you look and you see, okay, so that's what sin is here. So that's what's wrong about this. So there's numerous ways to determine these things in the scriptures, especially as it comes to false teaching. And so there's no real cult word in the Bible. We use the term cult as a way to describe false teachers, false teaching, heresies. The Bible, so God's word uses the term heresy. Heresy. And there's a couple treasure troves of sin listed. If you look in 1 Corinthians, there's one there. An interesting list of sins is listed in 1 Corinthians. And one of the things that's listed is heresies, false teaching. Let's see here. If you look at 1 Corinthians 6, and of course, well, he mentions fornication in verse 18. He mentions verse 9 and 10. Oh, I'm sorry, heresy is not here. Let me read this anyway. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Sorry, I skipped a line. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. I mean, you see how he points clearly what he doesn't like? Adultery. He doesn't say the gay pride community. He doesn't say he doesn't say, you know, trans rights. He doesn't say anything. He cuts right to what on his terms, he calls things fornicators. That's where we get the Greek word pornea. Idolaters, those who worship false gods and invent things to worship. Adulterers, that has to do with fornication involving married people. Married with an unmarried, married with a married. Effeminate. These are men who are not behaving as men ought to behave. You see that today. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Abusers of themselves with mankind. That's evident on its face. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Well, that's most of Congress, I guess. So that's one list of sins. Sorry, I thought it was in that list. The other place that I go to when I want to look up what God says sins are and the acts of the flesh is another handy list over in Galatians. Turning over to Galatians. Ah, here we go. The works of the flesh. So this is in chapter 5 of Galatians. It says, now the works of the flesh are let me back up to verse 16. Focusing on heresies and false teaching, by the way. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, I mean shown, which are these. This is all of what God calls is the acts of the flesh. This is bad things leading to sin. Let's see here. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery, fornication. Same thing he left off on the other list. He let off straight away with all kinds of sexual sins. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is the guy who keeps eating more and more and more and more. Let's say, you ever see that kid on Willy Wonka that keeps eating the chocolate and he's shoving his face full of it? That's lasciviousness, an insatiably lustful appetite. And since it's nested in with all these other sexual sins, I can't help but think that that's a lasciviousness that relates to a continual lust for more and more sexual deviancy and this type of thing. Lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, hatred, witchcraft, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. There's a spirit of heresy. Continual desire for what? For your own idea. For your own idea, your own homegrown thought about how things ought to be. Heresies. Galatians 5:20. An idea about God that's not true, that gets on to blasphemy. But heresy. Strong's G139. Heresies. It means choosing choice, that which is chosen, a body of men following their own tenets. Sadducees, Pharisees, or the Christians, dissensions arising from diversity of opinions and aims. Act of capturing, let me see here. Heresies. Ecclesiastical writings, expositions of the Christian faith, dissensions arising from diversity of opinions and aims. So it's when your own clouded judgment enters in, and you don't balance scripture with scripture, and false teachings come in, and chiefly among them relate to the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's most of the things that have spawned from Freemasonry, which are Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons. That's like some more basic level false teachings, if you want to look at that. But there's also, you know, your own ideas that you get about doctrines. As Jesus said, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. False teaching, spurious teacher, propagator of erroneous Christian doctrine. You can look at that in 2 Peter. Pseudodidaskalos. Pseudodidaskalos, long word, stemming from pseudo, which is lying, deceitful, false. Like during the invasion of Normandy, they had the fake tanks and fake airplane to throw off the Germans. Where I'm getting at with all this is to show that systems of heresies can be built, but also little tiny onesie-twosie heresies can continue to fester. And as it is written, you reap what you sow. And Lord willing, we'll pick up on this after the break. 24/7 World Radio, watch into prayer.
This is 24/7 World Radio, home of Eric John Phelps and Vatican Assassins.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur amerikaanse standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur amerikaanse standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
This is 24/7 World Radio, your source for the truth.
World Radio, Watch into Prayer, and we're back. Thank you for tuning in. And before the break, I was getting on about false teaching, false teachers, specifically heresies, and specifically the continual desire for, the lust of the flesh, but also there's a lust for false teaching and for heresies. It's in that list in Galatians chapter 5. I was recently looking into the Roman Catholic idea of angels and how they have their ideas about the choirs of angels. There's three choirs of angels, and they're all in these different hierarchical structure. Actually, the word hierarchy is stemming from that very thing. Tell it to all your social justice warrior friends. That the hierarchy that they hate so much actually comes from the doctrines of Rome. The idea of, you know, all these different angels being over each other. I mean, the truth is we have the example of Gabriel and Michael the archangel. And we're told about Lucifer, who was a cherub. And we're told about other cherubim. And we're told about seraphim. But in terms of the false teaching of it and the heresy of it, Rome then turns like what you would get from P.T. Barnum or some other sideshow or a freak show or Pokemon, and they have a continual desire to just make things more complicated and more weird than the Bible says they are. So then they start adding all these different groupings of angels, and they try to fish stuff out of the book of Ezekiel, and they try to fish some stuff out of, they use verses out of context to justify the ideas of thrones and powers. The Bible talks about thrones, principalities, powers, but it's not saying that those are individual, unique, angelic beings created by God. But they extrapolate that. See, they've got a continual appetite for more and more and more, you know. And then the drawings of it all and the symbols for each hierarchy and each rank of angel and so on. And so you might see that if you look into the there's that song, sing choirs of angels. Well, that's a Roman Catholic idea, the choirs of angels. Because they say they're choirs, what they're saying is there's a grouping down here, and then there's a second choir, and then there's a third choir. So that might make a good PowerPoint someday to show, compare, and contrast. I don't know if it would be a blessing to anybody, but the point is, that's just one example of many of the continual itching for some new thing, some new comic book, some new, you know, idea, you know. What about the contentment that comes from thus saith the Lord? Instead, that's passé. We want something fun and exciting and sparkly and whatever. So that's where most of these doctrines come from. So there's not a word cult in the scriptures. You'll find heresies mentioned. And that's what happens when you don't compare scripture with scripture. When you're not simply limited to the scriptures. In fact, these new Bibles leave the door wide open. And in a lot of cases, overtly have false teachings and heresies in them. Depending on how the words are tweaked. And how the phrasing is. And how the interpretation, you know. And nobody wants to say it that way, but it's the case. You know, there's not 50 million Bibles in heaven. Forever thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord. So, getting back to reaping what you sow and this idea of false teachings and heresies, if you allow false teachings to go unnamed, I should say, if you allow, not unnamed, that sounds like unlabeled, if you allow them to go unmarked or unexposed, if you don't do your job, if the pulpit doesn't do its job as quality control, then false teaching is just going to fester and build and build and build and make things worse and make things bad. So it needs to be basically called out. That's the biblical way to handle heresy. Call out, separate from it. The papist way to handle what they call heresy is to exterminate and kill and destroy. That's not the way Jesus taught. That's not the example of the apostles. The example of the apostles and the explicit written words of the apostles given by God is that you should separate from heresy, separate from false teaching, not put them on trial and burn them in the public square. That's the inquisitional, satanic way to deal with false teaching. And usually it's the exact opposite. It's actually true teaching that Satan has blinded people, but they think it's false teaching. They kill you in the name of God, as is mentioned, I think, in John, 1 John, when they will kill you when they think they do God's service. That may be the Gospel of John. Anyways, the point I'm making is, for too long, the Church of Rome and various other false churches have been allowed just a complete free pass and has not been called on the carpet by good preachers, by good preaching. And therefore, it's allowed to continue and fester, and the agents and servants of Vatican multiply. And, I mean, I see it all the time. I look these guys up on Wikipedia. I look up their history or their education, you know. Like, the alternative news, the conservative news crowd will go on at length about the liberal, you know, Democratic Party and the far left group within the Democratic Party, the Congressional Progressive Caucus and upending American values. And who's the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus? A gal named Pramila Jayapal. From India. She immigrated to the United States in 1982 at age 16 to attend college. She earned a bachelor's from Georgetown. You don't say. And now she's the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, one of the most influential caucuses in Congress. You don't say. She has a strong connection to the faculty and educational system at Georgetown. You think if a Jesuit calls her in to have a discussion, she's going to have any kind of resistance or any kind of warning or any? You think she's guarded at all? No. No. She's their buddy. She's their helper. But because the heresies of Rome have been allowed to exist unmarked for so long in so many churches across America, guess what? Principle kicks in. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Oh, the news. Well, who educates the people in the news? Well, what clubs do they hang out in? Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, some Georgetown Jesuit University or wherever. Okay, well, are those things being talked about by the pulpits? No. So then what? It continues. It continues. Freemasonry? Is that marked? That occult system? That satanic system? Is that ever exposed by the pulpits? No. Say no. No. So when you have some kind of festering wound that you refuse to deal with, guess what happens? It grows. If you have gangrene and you do nothing about it, guess what happens? It makes progress. Wow. What a shock, right? What an amazing thing to consider. I can't fathom it. What is that? Congressman Liu? How do you spell this? This guy. I think he's Georgetown, if I'm not mistaken. Congressman Liu. Why can't I spell this guy's name? Who else I'm thinking of? The complete top of my head. Well, Biden's got 2 honorary Jesuit degrees. He's done good things for them. Obama's got a bunch of connections to University of Notre Dame. Well, are the pulpits saying anything about that at all? No, say no. Are they saying anything about the gangrene? No. So then I'm losing sympathy. I guess cutting to the chase, I lose a lot of sympathy when concerned conservative people are dismayed at what they see, and yet the pulpits that they're sticking up for say nothing. In fact, they get all buddies with Rome. So it's hard for me to really continue to have sympathy when the gangrene doesn't ever go exposed or washed or cleansed. It's always like, and even if it does, it's like, well, see, communists have gotten into the Vatican and have corrupted it. But that's only been in the last, like, 30 or 40 years. So religion and freedom, you know what? What? No, this goes way back. Way, way back. Of course, the Bible believers, the Protestants, the Baptists, used to write all kinds of books about it. Why do I not see books being written? Why do I not see books written exposing Rome's hand in COVID and the lockdowns and Fauci and masks and false science, so-called, and so on? Why don't I see any exposés and so on? New. Do I ever see any Jesuit or a Roman Catholic or even Freemasonic ties exposing big tech, for instance? All these congressmen want to, you know, do all their hearings and whatever. Do I ever see any of the gangrene actually exposed? No. No, I do not. I do not see it. Okay. Well, let me give you a hint what's going to happen. If the sin is not actually dealt with and exposed in the sight of God, but instead it's continually covered up and kicked under the rug, guess what's going to happen? It's going to kill and destroy. And Satan is going to be allowed to blame whoever he wants to blame. And guess who's going to get stuck with the bill in the final analysis? He's going to weave a situation where America is going to fall under God's serious judgment and retribution. And somehow, for hook or by crook, the devil's going to be able to twist and spin it so that everyone ends up blaming the Christians or something, or the gun owners, or the Bible believers, or those evil white people. I mean, Nero let the city on fire and blamed who? The Christians. Satan hates Christians. Or you know what? Blame the Jews. Yeah, there you go. Blame the Jews. Or teach the so-called white people to hate the Jews. Yeah, and blame the that really bring God's judgment on the place. So, you know, I say these things because I see the broad sweep of things. And yet, for all of the thousands of pulpits in America and all the time spent in the pew, doesn't seem to be exposing the gangrene. Who's that one congressman I wanted to look up? I was just looking at this the other day. And you know, oh look, Georgetown law degree. Wow, what another coincidence! Ha 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 ha. And so on, and many such like things you do. Pete Buttigieg, or whatever his name is. Guess where his home district is? It is the district of Notre Dame University. Wow, great. You have to kind of read between the lines. Well, it doesn't follow strict logical thinking because, what is it? Post hoc ergo propter hoc. Logical fallacy. Some of it starts to fall apart when you read true history and you start seeing the continual Jesuit hand and their constant, ceaseless, stated doctrines of destroying the Protestant Reformation. And then magically you see all these people in high governmental positions and they're all got connections to the same small little clubs. How does that happen statistically? Well, it can't.
This is 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.
24/7 World Radio, watching a prayer. And we're back. And just wanted to skate through some examples really quickly about the gangrene and the heresy tolerated brings death. And it's just interesting when you start looking at this, and it becomes unmistakable. Let me read you some interesting things that I've come to see that I'm sure are just, you know, how do you say, complete coincidence. Here we go. There was one more. Oh, right. So I see that the House Judiciary Committee has been discussing some things, and now Jim Jordan's in charge of that. But there's always these people in the House of Representatives that get a lot of airtime and stir up, you know, normal-minded people with their insanity. Jerry Nadler. Who else? Cicilline, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jayapal, Jeffries, Hirono, you know. Let me go through some of this relatively quickly. So Rome goes unexposed and unopposed. They have their universities. And, you know, rah, rah, rah. Conservatives are supposed to stand with their Roman Catholic brethren and, you know, defend the manger scene and defend, you know, right to life. Rah, rah, rah. Right? That's the thinking out there swimming around. Well, here's what you get. That's what you're promised. Here's what you get. You get Jerry Nadler, who I can hardly stand to listen to. He's from New York, congressman. Jerry Nadler, look him up. Prominent position, chair of the House Judiciary Committee. At least he used to be. Member of the House of Representatives from New York. And where did he get his education here? Look. Jesuit Fordham University. JD. Law degree. In New York. Jesuit University out of New York. So they call him back. Hey, nice to see you, Jerry. Wow. You're doing well for yourself. They got him the job. Duh. While attending evening courses at Fordham University School of Law, Nadler was elected to the New York State Assembly in 1976. He completed his JD at Fordham in 1978. There's Jerry Nadler, Jesuit Jerry. Here's how about this guy? You've heard him talk. David Cicilline, good Italian. His father was a prominent attorney. Providence, Rhode Island, who defended local mafia figures. Everyone's entitled to defense. I don't want to live in a country where you can't have some kind of defense. I understand that. But it's not a good look when your dad defended the mafia in the 1970s and 80s. Anyway, okay, so that's his dad. That's his dad's deal. What about him? First openly sodomite mayor of the U.S. state capitol. He was mayor of Providence, Rhode Island. David Cicilline. Okay. And what's he got going for him? Well, let's see. Graduated magna cum laude with a degree in political science in 1983. From where? Brown University. Then he went to Georgetown University Law Center, where he earned a JD, a law degree, at good old Georgetown Jesuit University Law Center in Washington, D.C., where he worked as a lawyer at the Public Defender Service for the District of Communist District of Columbia. Then he ran for Rhode Island Senate in 1992, lost, 2 years later, was elected to the Rhode Island House of Representatives, representing the 4th District of formerly Baptist, Bible-believing Providence, Rhode Island. So Rome likes to get us under his boot. Thank you, David Cicilline. Here's another one. Hakeem Jeffries. You're going to notice the prominent members of Congress always have some connection. I mean, what are the statistical odds, right? How many universities could they have gone to in America? How many prominent men do you see educated at, like, Pensacola Christian College? Baptist school in Florida? No, it doesn't happen. Hakeem Jeffries, during his time at Binghamton University in New York, 1992 graduate, he continued his education at Georgetown University Jesuit School of Public Policy, earning a Master's of Public Policy in 1994. Then he attended New York University School of Law. I'm sure he was dutifully educated in further advancing Jesuitical ideas as its foundational thrust in the law. Thank you so much, Hakeem Jesuit Jeffries, for your contribution to the Counter-Reformation cause. Ooh, how about this one? You've heard of him. Ted Lieu. If you want to spell Lieu and remember how it's spelled, he's the vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus. If you want to remember how his name is spelled, just know how you spell the word lie, L-I-E, and then just stick a U at the end. Right. Ted Lieu. Cool. Got it. And so anyway, this guy, Ted Lieu, what's his shtick? He, American politician, Air Force Reserve Command, who cares? United States, JAG, oh good, JAG. What about your education there? Well, he got a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from Stanford, okay. Before that, he went to Cleveland, Ohio, and he graduated from St. Ignatius Jesuit High School. Taiwan, right? So you can, he's an immigrant, you know. He's better than you. He went on to Georgetown University Law Center. How nice. Receiving a Juris Doctor, JD degree, and graduating magna cum laude. Well, of course he would be the vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus. It's because it's the Jesuit caucus, right? Something else I wanted to say about that Lieu guy. Oh, that's right. At law school, Lieu was the editor-in-chief of the Georgetown Law Journal and received 4 American Jurisprudence Awards. How nice. The what? Editor-in-chief of the Georgetown Law Journal? Okay, so you got that. Give this man an award. Let's make him vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus. Ah, but it goes on. Nancy Pelosi. Good old Nancy. Nasty Pelosi. What's her deal? If you look here, you scroll down. She's in San Francisco. Jesuit University in San Francisco is there. She's, where's her thing? I think she's tied in with that fun-loving, just everything in the book. It's just everything in the book that's just wrong, she supports. Removing all this stuff, removing statue of Robert E. Lee, removing just every incorrect position you could possibly have, she takes. All right, it's her and Obama, like birds of a feather. I'm trying to find your education, Nancy. It drives me crazy. On June 29th, 2022. Pelosi received communion at a papal mass presided over by His Hellishness, Bergoglio, i.e. Pope Francis in Rome at St. Peter's Basilica. That's nice. Why? Because in May, Salvatore Cordiglione, Archbishop of San Francisco, announced that Pelosi would be barred from receiving Holy Communion because of her support of pro-choice abortion policies. Cordiglione had communicated his concerns April 7, 2022, in writing, "Should you not publicly repudiate your advocacy for abortion rights or else refrain from referring to your Catholic faith in public and receiving Holy Communion, I would have no choice but to make a declaration, in keeping with the Canon of 915, that you are not to be admitted to Holy Communion." So-called Pope Francis Bergoglio overrode that in June and gave her Holy Communion. Unholy, whatever. And what's your shtick? What's your deal? Well, she's educated. Here it is. Trinity Washington University is a private Roman Catholic university in Washington, D.C. That's nice. Trinity is a comprehensive university with five schools. The Undergraduate College of Arts and Sciences maintains its original mission as a liberal women's arts college, while men attend Trinity's other schools at both graduate and undergraduate level. The university was founded as Trinity College by the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur in 1897 as the nation's first Roman Catholic liberal arts college for women. Oh, how sweet. So there's that. But we don't get to the root and the foundation of the heresies. I'm not going to be able to have time to do that in the broadcast now. Get the book Understanding Roman Catholicism if you want to get down into it. Or you could just let the gangrene fester. And gangrene meaning the doctrines, okay? Everybody always makes this about, like, identity stuff and, like, the people, you know? As if we hate people. We don't hate people, all right? We're targeting false belief systems because it makes people think wrongly. It also enslaves them to hell. Of course, she also graduated from an all-girls Catholic high school in Baltimore, Institute of Notre Dame. Sure. And she's married to who's she even married to? What's the guy's name? Paulie, I think he was on the board of trustees for Georgetown University. He earned a bachelor. He went to St. Ignatius High School too in San Francisco. And Paul Pelosi, he got a bachelor's of science in foreign service at Georgetown. You know, at Georgetown. So it's just one of those things. I don't know why that doesn't come up anyplace. Why doesn't that come up in the newswire? You know why? Because they don't have a pro-King James Bible position. They don't have a pro-Reformation. The alternative conservative news is not going to ultimately cleanse because they're not having the ultimate Jesus-glorifying stance, which would expose these lies, which would expose these systems of heresy. Oh, and one last one. You ever hear this woman speak? Senator Hirono from Hawaii, the nation's first Buddhist senator. Oh, good. Although she considers herself a non-practicing Buddhist. Who cares? She's a woman. Irrelevant. She's got an education, University of Hawaii, Manoa. Ooh, nice campus. Palm trees everywhere. Oh, and what's this? Where'd she get her law degree? Oh, Georgetown University Law Center. So how many graduates come out of the Georgetown University Law Center every year? Okay. And how many of them are eligible? And how many graduates come out of any other law center in the country? Okay. In fact, how many people are there in America that are eligible to be senators? All right. So what fraction of the population that's eligible to become a senator has a degree from Jesuit Georgetown University as compared to the rest of the population that's eligible to become a senator? Very, very small. Then how is it that so many of them can hold positions of power. And this is just the Congress. I didn't even get through most of the Senate. I didn't get through the House of Representatives. That's not to mention all the positions of power in the executive branch, all the positions of power in the judiciary. So, you know, you reap what you sow. If the pulpits aren't going to talk about any of the Counter-Reformation or Reformation, if they're not going to expose anything, then it's just, that's why it's getting worse and worse, and that's why all these false ideas continue to fester. Because the truth is not being told. Lord willing, we'll be back after the break. 24/7 World Radio, watch and prayer. Stay tuned.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.